This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We have started negotiations. We're talking. I won't go into negotiations like always is our stance. Want Brock to be our quarterback as long as we're here. And beyond, and we'll leave it at that. I think the final thing, there's no guarantees that we get something done, but my experience has been when both sides are motivated, there's ample opportunity to do so, and we've been able to do that. So
it's John Lynch, GM of the San Francisco 49ers, and we've always said with quarterbacks, it doesn't matter who's up, it's when they're up, but it doesn't seem, at least Jason, what you're hearing is that that's the case with Brock Purdy, because he doesn't seem to be getting top of the market.
Well, I don't know what he's going to agree to, but I do know from someone who absolutely knows what's going on in this negotiation that they came in with him with an initial offer that averaged $45 million a year. I mean, this is when you got the Tuas of the world and the Trevor Lawrences of the world in the mid-50s, and you got Dak at 60, and they came at their Super Bowl quarterback at 45. Now, they're notorious hardline negotiators. They spent a lot of money over there for a number of years on a lot of guys who now are towards the end.
What's the name of that negotiating guy?
Prague Murat.
Prague Murat.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Prague Murat. And they like to thump their chest about how little guaranteed money they give out and their contract structures and all this. But they've obviously moved on from Debo. They gave Ayuk more than they wanted to, and they did a structure they don't usually like to do. So now they want to move him too. Trent Williams is at the end. I think Christian McCaffrey is at the end. I mean, I don't think Christian McCaffrey will be there in 2026. They want to keep Kittle around, but at their price. But yeah, they lowballed this kid big time. And you know, it's a start of negotiations, and it is a negotiation. But when you start that far from the market, it's a sign to me that they're hedging their bets on Purdy. And like a lot of smart evaluators around the league that I talk to who think that Brock Purdy is more of a $35 to $40 million guy, especially when he no longer has the greatest cast in the world around him. We'll see where this goes, but there's definitely been a recalibration in San Francisco.
Like you said, it's still extremely early on in the offseason, but you would not be surprised at all if he plays out this final year with the franchise tag.
I mean, look,
it's very
this
early.
Pass rusher in Dallas just did a deal that nobody should ever have done. So, like, there become points in time where agents are worried they're going to lose the player and they're never going to make any money off the player. So you see players do things they shouldn't do. If they're looking at 45 to 50 and they're trying to say 50 is our high watermark, which they might, it's easy for me to say, you know, 50 times 4 or 5, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you're also potentially leaving a lot on the table. I don't know where that kid is, but if I was representing that kid and that's what they put in front of me, I'd spit in their face for a while.
Wow. Let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're in the news. Before we tell you why, their GM Brett Veach talks about the importance of building the O and D lines.
I think like every offseason, I don't want to speak for all the teams, I think every offseason it's offensive line, defensive line. I mean, you got to get a quarterback, right? And so we have one, and we're blessed to have one. But I think if you look at how we've handled the offseasons, whether it was a Joe Tooney or trading for a Brown or a Taylor or Frank Clark or Chris Jones. I mean, it's Mike Dana last year. I mean, we're always investing in the offense and defensive lines. It's just some years you have more numbers to work with than others, and I mean, that would probably be a similar challenge this year, and it's just coming up with some different unique plans. But I think our priority is always on the fronts first, and this will be no different.
So he mentioned Joe Tooney by name, and Joe Tooney has been fantastic for the Kansas City Chiefs.
At multiple positions.
Yes, he even had to go to tackle this year because they didn't have a tackle and did a decent job.
I think he started three different Super Bowls at three different positions.
That's incredible.
If you go back to his New England
Both
Patriots
guards
days.
And a tackle. Yeah, so he's got four rings. He's been to even more Super Bowls, but now he's the Chicago Bears. He was traded today to the Bears. It'll become official next week for a 2026 fourth-round pick. I know he's 32 years old, but he's an all-pro guard. Are you surprised they did this? B, are you surprised that's all they could get for him?
I'm not surprised they did it because they were trying to get an extension done with him, and once they couldn't get it where they wanted, what did they do? They tagged the other guard, and now they're going to pay the other guard. So a week ago, 2 weeks ago, before the combine, I would have said, you know, they think they can restructure Tooney at their price, and so maybe they can keep them both. They're certainly going to keep one of them. I would have put my money on Tooney, but
yeah,
that didn't happen, and Tooney had some leverage. And I'm sure Tooney's going to get more money out of the Bears from this.
Yeah.
He just played
they
as
have
a left
ton
tackle.
Of money.
Yes. So, and the Chiefs want to keep the younger guard, which I get. And now the Chiefs, if they want to go get a left tackle, could do it.
I did find it interesting, though, because we've talked a lot about the Ravens spending. The Chiefs were top 10 in payroll last year. Every other year under Mahomes, 2017 through 2023, they were in the bottom half of the league in payroll.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They're not averse to bringing in elite free agents.
They've done it.
But yeah.
They've drafted no well, and they have, yeah. And they have the best coach and quarterback in football.
Yeah,
you saw what,
and they got the quarterback signed early to a ridiculously team-friendly contract. I don't care what the numbers were, and you could say, well, he's going to renegotiate every 3 years, so he'll get his money. When you start out with over 10 years of, I think, at the time he did the deal, there was still like two existing years. I think at the time they did the deal, they had 12 years of control. I mean, that's crazy in a sport where the average career is 4 years. to have 12 years of negotiating control over him as he's just entering his prime, that's a hell of a launching off point. Meanwhile, the owner here was down in front of all his billionaire buddies saying, I don't think our quarterback even wants my money yet. He doesn't think he's worth it.
He said that to the
court. And he's not worth it because, you know, he hasn't won me a Super Bowl yet.
Just for clarity.
There's that.
He said it to the Fab Four.
When he was down there at West Palm with all of his billionaire buddies at the owner's meetings.
The Bears side of this. Jonah Jackson had a bad year in L.A., but he was with Ben Johnson in Detroit, so he gets him now in Chicago. And Joe Tooney, we know how good he is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think with Joe Tooney, you obviously, he's spent a long time in the trenches. So, you know, I guess there's some buyer beware in terms of thinking years down the road. I'm just fascinated to see what the Chiefs now do with this available money that was earmarked for Joe Tooney. Because that kid's not going to play on the franchise tag. So he's not going to count that much against their cap. Like by July 15th, the other guard, Smith.
Trey Smith, yeah.
Is going to have a lower cap number. So I would think they would be aggressive in their pursuit of some veteran offensive lineman. And maybe the Ravens left tackle, maybe not.
He's still out
maybe
there.
Maybe it's Cam Robinson. I mean, well, technically he's not out there yet.
But he hasn't been signed.
Yeah.
Max Crosby, you can take his name off the market. Monster extension with the Vegas Raiders. 3 years, $105 million, $106.5 million, 91 and a half guaranteed.
He may not be the best pass rusher in the NFL, but he's in that conversation, and he's certainly as diligent and motivated as any pass rusher in the NFL. He's the most difficult pass rusher in the NFL to get off the field.
Yeah.
This guy's playing 99.5% of the snaps. Every like multiple years. Now, at some point, you may want to build a better team and wean him off that a little bit. But the Raiders don't have a whole lot going for them right now, and they just hired a 73-year-old head coach. So,
trading their best player
might not have been for draft picks. Might not have been the move. The problem for them is the options are very limited at quarterback.
They're also releasing Gardner Minshew, who beats the Ravens every year.
That's true. Yeah, if he stays out of the league, then that's one September upset loss.
How about you sign him as your backup quarterback, and then he can't be there?
What I would do is, if I'm a lesser team facing the Ravens, I wait for the schedule to come out. If we get the Ravens in September, I immediately sign Gardner Minshew, and he's going to play that game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see what
you're saying. I don't know who all they play.
Yeah.
Like which divisions they match up with this year, but if it's a crappy division and there's a crappy team in that crappy division that has a crappy quarterback,
it's a lot of crap.
And you see that you find out in the middle of April that we're going to M&T week four. It's Minshew time, baby. They got no answers for Gardner Minshew.
They do not. They do
in the
not.
Late fall.
No, they do not.
Forget about it.
Hey, real quick, Zach Bond, 3 years, $51 million. Eagles pounce on one of their own.
He will not be hitting the market, Gigi. We know that for a fact.
No, he will not.
Howie will not let Zach Bond hit the market. That's a fact.
He was a bargain a year ago, first team
all
pro.
You could look at Spotrac. You could look at Over the Cap. You could look at anywhere you want to go. That's a fact.
It's a Wednesday. Coming up next, we get our best bets with our guy, Tim Murray. He's from VSiN. He joins us next. Does he like the Terps tonight? He'll tell us next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.